Tomorrow night, the Edison Theater at Washington University hosts Rohina Malek's one-woman performance. It's called Unveiled, and it's a play that tells the story of five Muslim women in post-9/11 America. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold talked with Malek about performing the play over the last 5 years. He first asked her about coming to America and the racism that she first encountered.
I just felt this intense need to write a play that dealt with the Muslim community, especially Muslim women. You know, racism is something that I have faced my whole life growing up in London, England. What was different about London was that the racism I experienced there was more about my skin color, my ethnicity, but not my religion. It wasn't until I immigrated to the U.S. and 9/11 happened that there was a shift. It wasn't about my skin color as much as it was my faith. That really prompted me to write a play that sort of dealt with all of it.
What was the initial response to your performance, and how has that changed over the past 5 years?
We were initially thinking of doing a 2-week run of the show, and as soon as it opened, it just sold out. People were hungry to hear from the Muslim community, because every time you turn on the news, you're seeing something about Muslims, and it's usually negative. So the fact that there was this play written by a Muslim woman and she wears the hijab, there was a really powerful interest from the public. A lot of my time now is visiting different universities across the U.S. I've been to Laramie, Wyoming. I've been to Oklahoma. I've been to places where there's often very little diversity.
Do you have a story about a specific time when you were in a place like Laramie, Wyoming, and you felt like you really affected people's perceptions?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember recently performing in Ohio, and one after another, young white male college students kept coming up to me personally and saying, "Thank you so much. It was eye-opening." I felt in my heart I was so happy that I had come to this school, because there was a black student who pulled me aside and said, "Thank you so much for coming. A lot of us students of color are having a hard time, and we really appreciate it." Sometimes there's somebody in the audience who's angry and upset, and I don't mind that, because that's the nature of art. Not everyone's supposed to love it, and I'm okay when somebody has a negative response, because by them speaking out in the post-show discussion and saying what they're upset about leads to more dialogue.
What makes this piece relevant to perform here in St. Louis?
We planned this way in advance, but with everything that happened recently in Ferguson, it feels even more relevant to have a play that's dealing with racism. Even though what happened in Ferguson didn't happen to a Muslim, often people who have experienced racial profiling and experienced police brutality and have experienced racism from the police see my show and talk about it. We need to keep having conversations about racism. We need it so badly in this country.
How do you feel the conversation about being Muslim has changed in the last 5 years in America?
There was a time in this country where it was no big deal to be Muslim. And, you know, you could just be a part of your small little immigrant communities often, and no big deal. You could, like, sort of be in a bubble. The information that people often get about Muslims is so ugly and so negative and so stereotypical. And the only way you can really challenge that is by getting to know people. That's probably the biggest message of Unveiled when you see the show. Get to know me.
How do you feel performing this piece over the course of 5 years has changed you as a person?
I think the folks that I have met have really changed me as a person. I performed at the 16th Street Theater, and there was this young man crying, and he said, "I hated Muslims, and I thought you wore the veil to celebrate 9/11, and I was ignorant, and I'm so sorry." And I think that changed me. It had such a deep impact on my heart, and that wasn't just a one-time thing.
That's playwright and performer Rohina Malek talking with St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold. She performs tomorrow night at the Edison Theater at Washington University.